This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. We talked earlier about Elon Musk, who wants to come for your cars, and of course Bloomberg, no doubt about it, wants to come for your guns. And one of the most amazing things about his candidacy is the fact that the Bloomberg organizations came out and said, well, we will not be investigating fellow Democrats, we will not be investigating Bloomberg himself. Instead, we will be investigating, however, President Trump. That is going to be fair game. In reply yesterday, the union that represents journalists at the Bloomberg Publication Groups condemned the company's decision to bar journalists across the broader Bloomberg organization from investigating Democratic candidates for president, reports The Hill. In a statement released on Twitter, the guild, which represents Bloomberg Law, Bloomberg Tax, Bloomberg Government, Bloomberg Environment, and, of course, Bloomberg is one of the people who has Bloomberg Environment brought back population control as something that needs to be brought back. And, you know, we've got to reduce the number of people and so forth. It's all about the environment. That's where they get their protection from, by selling that narrative for the government. Anyway, all these different groups call the company's decision an effort to silence the company's reporters. Well, of course, that's what it is. We're seeing silencing going on across the political spectrum. All of these technocratic billionaires, whether they're the people who run Facebook and Twitter and Google or even Bloomberg Press. Now, it's not just social media, but it's actual old style press. They're all basically gagging people, telling everybody what you can say, you know, what topics you can cover, and what you can say about those topics. It's across the spectrum. Not just health or politics, but it's everything that's coming out. They said, we are extremely alarmed by management's decision to silence the journalists that we represent at Bloomberg Industry Group, as well as the unrepresented journalists at Bloomberg News, wrote the Guild. The Guild believes that journalists should not only be allowed, but encouraged to thoroughly cover every single candidate as the profession demands in one of the most important elections in modern history. You would think, right? No. It's just like the investigation we see into President Trump. You have to understand if it's going to make any sense to you, because I remember we had both the declassification of the phone call and then the complaint. I think it was two consecutive days when it came out. The press doesn't really cover what was actually released in those documents by President Trump right away. They came out during my show. The crew came in, handed me this stuff. I said, well, let's just read this. I went through and talked about it in detail. I said, well, that's it. There's absolutely nothing here. Well, that was a couple of months ago. And, of course, they've been trying to invent something out of that ever since. But as soon as I saw it, I said, wait, this is this guy didn't witness anything. This complaint, the guy didn't witness anything. Hey, look at the transcript, and I said, well, you know, the Ukrainian guy brought up corruption. He said, we're going to drain the swamp here. We've had a lot of corruption problems here. He brought that up first. In the complaint, it even talked about the timeline that would indicate that there were a lot of things that were happening on the Ukrainian side well before that phone call happened. But nevertheless, you know, they continue going on with that. And I said at the time, I said, even though there's nothing here, you got to understand that the principle on which the mainstream media, but I think a better way to label them, is the checkmark video. Because, you know, we've got Microsoft out there with its election guard as well as its news guard. You know, news guard is built into its browser. And you have certain organizations like the BBC that would never lie to you about pedophiles. They would never lie to you about 9/11. They would never lie to you about anything. BBC gets a check mark. New York Times or ABC, no matter how many times they've lied or covered up or had to do retractions, they never lie to you about anything either. You know, you believe everything they say. And, of course, they are the checkbook media. No, the thing that you have to understand those people are going to be talking about is the fact that Democrats can never commit a crime. The only crime is to try to investigate them after they've committed the crime. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
CarStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
As you know, the establishment is trying to silence us and anyone else that wants to be free and promote American values, not just here but worldwide. And they're really trying to shut us down right now. But I have a special for you that runs through Black Friday week that is the best special we've ever offered for these three items together. And I'm calling it the Change Your Life Trifecta Pack. When I forget to take the supplements, I'm sluggish, I gain weight, I'm not as healthy. Because our supplements are the highest quality you're going to find anywhere. And so we're offering the AMPM 8-pack power stack that's 13 different pills that you take daily. You'll take too much time to go through what's in these pills, but InfoWarsStore.com and read how dynamite and how quality this is. And so you're getting this at cost, what it cost us, so you can experience how great it is. I believe you'll become a regular customer of it at regular price. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, and of course, our best-selling Brain Force Plus. Plus healthy nootropic. All of this, ladies and gentlemen, is at cost together in this trifecta pack. Normally, again, with a supplement, if something has almost $30 a product in it, people would sell it for $100. If something has $10 a product in it, they sell it for $40, $50. It's the same thing. All of this is at cost together in this special for $59.95. That's more than half off, and these are game-changing. This will boost your brain in healthy, great ways. The Survival Shield X3 is the missing link, the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. This is totally game-changing. And I'll assure you, if you take these two packs every day religiously, you're going to feel a huge difference in your energy, your stamina, your libido, the way you sleep, your clarity, your focus. This is game-changing. And then it funds the information war. So truly, truly amazing, and will change your life in those ways as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how the reporters, the journalists, the real journalists, are not too happy about the gag order that's been placed on them by the management of various Bloomberg press. They put out their statement and said, well, we believe that journalists should not only be allowed but encouraged to thoroughly cover every candidate. And that is in response to the statement that came out from the company itself. We will continue our tradition of not investigating Mike. He's Mike. You know, he's Mike to them. He's not even Michael. He's not even Mr. Bloomberg to you. No, he's Mike. Mike. Talk about crony capitalism. Talk about the crony press. We will continue our tradition of not investigating Mike and his family and his foundations. Why don't we just get a statement? I would like to see a statement like this from CNN and ABC and the rest of the establishment media about Hillary Clinton. We will continue our tradition of not investigating Hillary, Bill, or their foundations. Their foundations of corruption, of multi-million dollars. I mean, I've had Charles Ortel on many times. He has investigated their foundation, found that they very clearly violated the law. I mean, it's just an accounting issue. I mean, you don't even have to get into the skullduggery. You don't have to get into the alleged murders and child trafficking and rapes and sexual assaults of these people. I mean, you can just look at the fact that they don't file any of their paperwork for their foundations. And you don't even have to get into any quid pro quo. It's a criminal organization by definition. Any accountant could do it. And Charles Ortel has done it many times. I've had him on my program many times. But they have a tradition of not investigating the Clintons or their foundation, just like Bloomberg has a tradition of not investigating Mike or his foundation. We will extend the same policy to his rivals. Yes, we've noticed. In the Democratic primaries. We cannot treat Mike's Democratic competitors differently than we treat him. But they can treat President Trump differently than they treat the Democrats, of course. Right? We've already assigned a reporter to follow his campaign, just as we did when Mike was in City Hall. And in the stories that we write on the presidential contest, we will make it clear that our owner is now a candidate. Now, think about that. Is that all these Democrats who are out there wringing their hands over President Trump and trying to dig in through his tax returns and everything, talking about emoluments? We've explained from the constitutional standpoint, I've had Richard Parker, who wrote a great commentary on the Constitution, come on many times, talk about how emoluments has nothing to do with somebody who owns hotels prior to going in. But if these people are going to play that game, wouldn't you think that they'd want to look into the fact that Mike Bloomberg is owner of this big press organization and he is immune to all of that? Oh, no. But you know what? He's playing this very, very smart. Very smart. You know, Bloomberg is drafting, kind of like Junior Johnson, the NASCAR hero. Remember that? I mean, that goes way back. Junior Johnson was very famous in the 1950s. He figured out how drafting works. And they did a movie about him in the 1970s, Last American Hero. They had Jeff Bridges play the part of Junior Johnson. But Junior figured out he had a car that didn't have as big engine as his competitors did. And he realized that he could kind of hang in behind them. And not only did it help him to go faster because they were taking all the wind resistance, but they actually kind of pulled him along. And he would do that, you know, follow the leader, go around many, many times, and then right at the very end, he would slingshot around the guy and win the race, even though he had the slower car. Well, I think that's what Bloomberg is doing, because, you know, he is avoiding the debates, and he's doing it in a very, very clever way. This guy didn't become, I think, the 15th richest man in the world, you know, by not being clever. I mean, he is a very clever individual. He may be evil. He may be having Machiavellian plans about how to control your life and how to make himself even richer and even more powerful. But he is very clever. See, he's not going to take any personal donations from anybody. No. I am just doing this to serve my country and to preserve the planet, he'll tell everybody. We've got to save lives by taking guns from people, not allowing you to defend yourself, not allowing you to make choices about your life. So, you know, he's not going to collect any donations. I'm just going to fund this myself. It's going to be right out of my own pocket. Well, what that means is that he's not going to be eligible to participate in any of the Democrat debates. Now, I don't think he wants to participate in those debates. I think, just like Junior Johnson, he wants to hang back and draft in behind the leaders and then slingshot out at the very last minute. And he can say, hey, they won't let me in the debates because, you know, I just want to do this out of a sense of public service. I don't want any of your money. I've got more than enough money. I feel guilty about having so much money. Elizabeth, I feel even guiltier than Elizabeth Warren hates me for having this much money. But since I'm not taking any donations, they set up the rules for debate, and they won't let me on the stage. I'm sorry. I mean, I'd do that. I would explain my policies, and I would take the criticisms, but I'll just kind of sit back and let those clowns fight it out amongst themselves, and then the last minute, I'll swim around in the front. He's going to miss a half dozen debates that were planned for next year. He's going to set out all the debates. He doesn't need to debate anybody. He's going to run tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, in his own, telling his own story. He doesn't want to be scrutinized. He doesn't want to be debated. He's going to market this. And he's already started out with $34 million ad buy. Of course, he's said he's going to run more than $100 million against President Trump. He has been the primary funder of the two biggest gun control groups out there. Every Town and Moms Demand Gun Control, or whatever they call themselves. You know, he's been the biggest donor of one of them, and he was the one who created the other organization. But make no mistake about it. This guy is pushing climate change for global government. He is not just coming to take the guns. He is pushing every aspect of the Democrat agenda. All right, got to take a break. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We recently spoke all about this story because we think it's important with Jonathan Steele. He's a former chief foreign correspondent for The Guardian. Here's the conversation. I don't want to overstate this. Some of us, this show, had suspicions from the outset that there wasn't much evidence this had actually happened. What do we now know?
Well, we now know from this whistleblower who prefers to call himself Alex, we know his real name, and we've got proof that he did work at the OPCW. He was an inspector, one of the team of about nine people who went to Damascus and to Douma to pick up samples on the ground and to talk to witnesses and check the whole thing out. Now, he took these samples, but the main point is that chlorine gas degrades rapidly in the air, so that coming in 2 weeks later, you wouldn't find anything. But what you would find is that the gas can contaminate or affect other chemicals in the natural environment,
yes.
So-called chlorinated organic chemicals. But the difficulty is that they exist anyway in the natural environment anyway, and in water and so on. And so the crucial thing is the levels. Were there more higher levels of chlorinated organic chemicals found after the alleged gas attack than there would have been in the normal environment. And when they got back to the Netherlands, to The Hague, where the OPCW has its headquarters, the samples were sent off to designated laboratories. Then there was a weird silence developed. Nobody told the inspectors what the results of the analysis was. And it was only by chance that the inspector found out that 3 weeks earlier the results had come in and they showed no difference at all. There were no higher levels of chlorinated organic chemicals in the areas where the alleged attack happened, where there's some suspicious cylinders had been found by opposition activists. And so it didn't seem possible that there could have been a gas attack because the levels were just the same as in the natural environment.
Well, I'm confused by two points. So first, we were told, and again, sternly lectured, that the U.S. government had absolute evidence that this gas attack took place, A. B, if OPCW knew that there wasn't actually evidence, why did it take a whistleblower to tell the rest of us?
Well, on the first point, I mean, it was rushed to judgment. The missile strikes, which included British and French missiles as well as the American ones, happened about 2 or 3 days after the alleged gas attack. When no inspectors had been on the ground, there was no evidence on the ground. So it was just fabricated, as it were, the reason to go in. It was a rush to judgment. But the second point is that there was no real reason why Assad would make an attack at this stage, because he was already capturing most of Douma and was about to capture the rest of it. He didn't need to go in for a chemical gas attack at that stage.
We've been lied to. We've been manipulated. We knew it at the time. Thanks so much for coming on tonight. I appreciate that. It's a fascinating story. It's an important story. I hope it gets picked up by others apart from just this show. Jonathan Steele, thank you.
Absolutely. Kudos to Tucker Carlson. Yeah, we were lied to at the time, and we knew it. And, I've been talking about this since it happened. I talked about it when it happened, as it was happening. First of all, what they just mentioned, the fact that Syria had absolutely no motivation to do that gas attack. They didn't have any motivation to do the one the previous year. It was every March. I even said it. I said, beware of the Ides of March. We're going to have another false flag attack to try to draw us deeper into Syria. Every time it would come around to the Ides of March, it'd be 8-2, Nikki. Because when Tucker Carlson said we were sternly lectured, that there was no question about that. You know who was sternly lecturing us? It was Nikki Haley. that darling of the conservative movement. At the time, I called her and Theresa May, I called them the Valkyrie. Nordic fictional characters. Yeah, that's what they are. They're fictional characters, all right. But these warlike women who, in Norse mythology, they were the ones who decided who was going to live and die. And that was Nikki Haley and Theresa May. And we had had that situation every year, around March. It was the third time that they had done it. This time, they sexed it up. They threw in another gas attack in the UK, the one against Skripal. I talked about that at the time. And immediately after that attack, there was a UK journalist, Robert Fisk, who spoke the language of the people. He went there. He interviewed people. We had the White Hats, an organization that's funded by NATO and the United States. They get almost all their funding from the U.S. and NATO. Robert Fisk went there, and he talked to doctors. We reported on this as it was happening. This is nothing new. That was a year and a half ago. And the doctors told him, they said, it's such an intense bombing campaign as they were, clearing out these areas of our ISIS allies. That's the other aspect of this, of course. ISIS was working for our government as part of our surrogates for regime change. They said it was such an intense bombing campaign that people were suffocating from the dust. And they were being brought in to be treated. And he said one of the White Hats came in and screamed, it's a chemical attack, right? And he said everybody started panicking and everybody started, pouring water on themselves and so forth. And he said it was simply that guy scaring everybody. And so Robert Fisk, as a journalist, went to talk to the White Helmets. And guess what? They'd all cleared out. Nobody would talk to him. Yeah, it was a lie from the get-go. And it's not just one OPCW whistleblower. It's now two. Not only do you have the guy who went there, and I reported on this weeks ago, not only is it the guy who went there and said, I measured the chemical contaminants and there was nothing. There was no more of this particular gas there than there was anywhere else in Syria. But it's also another guy who looks at armaments. And he said, that aspect of it was a lie as well. And then there's the lie in the UK itself. Just a few miles from the UK's chemical weapons facility there, Portendown, you had a double, or I should say maybe a triple agent, Skripal and his daughter, who were allegedly poisoned with Novichok. This is a nerve gas that is seven times more potent than our own VX nerve gas. And we were told it was absolutely certain that this was Novichok. They immediately announced that it was Novichok. And you want to talk about a false flag attack. You want to talk about how we were lied to. And we pointed this out from the very beginning. How we didn't, we suspected that this other one was false in Douma because we'd had that happen at least two times before. But immediately you could see the fact that you had these chemical, these guys in the full hazmat suits that were there at the bench where they found Skripal and his daughter. And standing around, they weren't full, chemical weapon protection suits. And yet standing around them were guys who were just, dressed like I am or whatever. No protection whatsoever. But it was actually worse than that. Because, as I said, it's seven times, Novichok is seven times more potent than our own VX nerve gas. And as Vladimir Putin laughed and said, if it had been Novichok, they'd all be dead. You had a nurse who worked on the two of them for a half hour. She said they had opioid-like symptoms. And you want to talk about an undegraded sample? We'll talk about that when we come back. One more thing to say about that. And we're going to talk about the history of Thanksgiving. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back. We played Tucker Carlson talking to an individual explaining how we have the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW. We have whistleblowers, not just one, as the individual was talking about, but there's actually been two, at least. And then, of course, we had an investigative journalist on the scene right away, Robert Fisk, saying that this is a lie that was put out by the White Helmets. But at the time, we had Nikki Haley Tucker didn't name her, but he said, yeah, we were sternly lectured that this was what was going on. Nothing, we cannot doubt this, even though there was absolutely no motivation from the Syrians to do this. As a matter of fact, they had exactly the opposite motivation to do that. But we were told immediately that this was something that was a narrative that began as a white helmet, one of these people funded by NATO. Said that it was a gas attack. But as the individual said, looked at this, and of course this chemical degrades very quickly, that's a part of the narrative that's very important about the alleged Skripal poisoning. And I say alleged because he was poisoned with something. He just wasn't poisoned with Novichok, because as Vladimir Putin laughed, he said, then I'll be dead. Come on, immediately, we got, hey, this guy's sick. He's a spy. He was poisoned. Russia did it. They did it because of Syria. They did it with Novichok. And as I said, as we were going to break, you had a doctor who worked on Skripal and his daughter for a half hour. She would have been dead as well. They show up later, they make a big show of having the hazmat suits and so forth. They did not send any samples of that alleged Novichok attack. They did not send any of that to an OPCW lab for several months. Several months. When they did, the Swiss lab, and there's only about a half dozen labs that are authorized to do chemical analysis for the OPCW, the Swiss lab that did the analysis said, well, what we found was BZ, or as they said in the UK, BZ. It is a class 2 chemical contaminant. They have three different classes. The number one classification are things that are designed as a weapon and they have no other use. Class 2 are things that have industrial uses, let's say, like in the particular case of BZ. It is something that is used, and I think it's in dry cleaning. I'm going from memory now because it's been so long since I talked about all this stuff. But anyway, BZ is an industrial chemical. It's not even used by Russia in any kind of industrial chemistry. But it can also be used as a weapon. It's very dangerous. But it produces opioid-like symptoms, which is what the doctor who worked on Skripal and his daughter for a half hour said. He said, I thought they were having an opioid overdose. And, of course, they didn't die. She didn't die. And then what they said was even more curious, and it was almost like the Swiss lab was kind of, they don't want to burn their bridges with the OPCW, but they kind of threw a little bit of a hint in there, and they said, we found predominantly BZ, and we found a small, undegraded sample of Novichok. Now, this was several months, it was 4 or 5 months after the alleged poisoning, it would have been degraded. And so what they were doing was they were telling the public, even though very few of us picked up on it, they were telling us that Novichok had been added after the fact. After the fact. Yeah, that was what was going on. That was a little dirty little war that Nikki Haley was pushing there. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. And, every Thanksgiving we had the president pardon a turkey. It's become a tradition. And so the president will be pardoning a turkey on Thursday. He's already, this last week, he's pardoned a seal. And maybe he should think about pardoning a stone. Do you think? We look at this situation with a Navy SEAL, and we look at how the establishment there, many people have said, these are people that were Obama holdovers. These are people that were brought in by the Obama administration. They put a social justice warrior bent on the Department of Defense, and this was petty, vindictive, as Gallagher's lawyers had said. And I'm glad that President Trump pulled that back. He did the right thing. President Trump needs to step up and do the right thing for Roger Stone as well. Tucker Carlson, we played that clip with OPCW. I played the entire clip. Tucker Carlson talking, contrasting the difference between the way Jeffrey Epstein was treated and the way Roger Stone was treated. When they arrested Jeffrey Epstein, they were very deferential to him. They didn't do a big televised display. They didn't call up CNN in advance. They didn't go in with guns drawn. They gave him a call and said, would you like to turn yourself in? Oh, yes. And then the judge says, oh, let's move your trial to another jurisdiction so the press doesn't find out about this. Let's do that. And, of course, he had the very best lawyers. He had lawyers like Alan Dershowitz. He had lawyers like Ken Starr. Ken Starr, the guy who evidently couldn't find anything in the Clintons' history. He couldn't find any evidence to support Whitewater scandals. He couldn't find any evidence to support the cattle futures stuff. He couldn't find any evidence to support what all these women, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, all these people were saying about how President Clinton had violently assaulted them, sexually assaulted and raped them. No, those women were called bimbos, trailer trash, by Hillary Clinton. Absolutely amazing. And by the people like, what was her name? It was when we had the back and forth about the Supreme Court nomination. Anita Hill. I believe Anita Hill. Remember that? Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. Alleging that Clarence Thomas had made some inappropriate remarks to her. Oh, shame on him. Nothing like what was alleged about Bill Clinton. And yet Ken Starr just looked the other way with all that. He had to do something, however, about the perjury charge. I can just imagine when one of his assistants brought him the blue dress that you see Bill Clinton wearing in the portrait that's in Jeffrey Epstein's living quarters, sitting there in blue dress, smirking at the viewer. I can imagine when they brought the blue dress in and said, we have this particular stain and it shows that the president has lied under oath. I can just imagine Ken Starr going, oh, man, we're going to have to do something about that. I can't avoid that. I'm going to have to bring up charges about that. Because Ken Starr was the lawyer for Jeffrey Epstein. Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz got Jeffrey Epstein off. He basically got Bill Clinton off. And he tried to get his football players at Baylor University off. So President Trump, when you pardon the turkey, think about Roger Stone. Maybe you could extend a little bit of grace to him and do the right thing. Because he's being politically persecuted because his crime was to support you. To support you. Absolutely amazing. You talk about the fact that, lying to Congress. It's kind of like taking coals to Newcastle, isn't it? If that were even true. We had James Clapper, who lied under oath to the American people, looked us straight in the eye and said, I'm not surveilling you. And they never did anything about it. Republican nor Democrat. They let the statute of limitations expire on his crime of perjury. As I pointed out, Thanksgiving is coming up, and I want to talk a little bit about what the teachers are doing. We have civics teachers that are out there saying that we have to unlearn what they call the Thanksgiving myth. I want you to think about who's going to be teaching your children about Thanksgiving, and what are they going to be taught? When we look at the pilgrims, we look at Thanksgiving, there's a lot of different things that you can talk about. You can talk about it as a lesson in economics and political organization, private property and individual responsibility versus socialism and communism. There's a story there. You can talk about peace and cooperation between different peoples. That's a message of merging cultures. It used to be a part of the core that we tried to impart to our students about the melting pot of America, how we brought together the best of different cultures. Or you could teach something like white people are evil. That's exactly what the civics professors are talking about teaching your kids. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There are a lot of men out there that say when push comes to shove and when America is fighting for its life against tyrants that they're going to stand up and do something. Well, a lot of those men have supported this broadcast, and so you have done something. You've done a lot of other things as well, like take care of your family and try to be a hardworking citizen that puts food to get on the table and who stands up for their society and their culture. But I got to tell you, InfoWars has definitely hit the zeitgeist when it comes to taking on the NWO. And We have got all these powerful mega corporations and all these different criminal groups desperately trying to shut us down right now because they're scared. We have analyzed the globalist attack profile. We know how to defeat them. And we're mobilizing not just Americans, but people all over the world to say no to globalism and no to the satanic New World Order. And that's really what it is. And so as everything we've warned of is confirmed, our credibility goes up and up and up. That's why they need us off the air desperately, so they can send a message to everybody else that you better keep your mouth shut. So now is the time to step up to the plate. Now is the time to decide where you're going to be in history. Because not just our country, but our species and our children need good men to come to the aid of humanity and good women as well. So I want to ask everybody out there to recommit in the information war. You are so powerful. To spread the word about InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And to realize the funding of our operation is absolutely paramount. And only by you buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com can we fund the operation. So do your Christmas shopping there. And get your supplements there. And get your coffee there. And get your protein bars there. Because they're all excellent. They're high quality. And they make this operation absolutely viable into the future. Without you, they're going to win. But if you take action, we're going to win together. So I thank you for your support. And I salute you. So keep doing what you're doing.
All right, welcome back. In this last segment, I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and what your children are going to be taught from here on out. It's going to be very different than what you were taught. It's going to be very different than what I taught my children. I homeschooled our kids. And I got to say that Thanksgiving was my favorite lesson to go over because it was so rich in so many different ways. But as I said before, you know, you can make it a lesson about economics and political organization. You can make it a lesson about cooperation, about peace between different people, about the melting pot that is America. All of that was there at the beginning. You could teach the providence of God. You could talk about his protection through hard times and through persecution, about his love and power to all nations, right? Or you could teach that white people are evil, that they're invaders, that they and their culture, their system of law are evil and must be purged from our society. What lesson do you think is going to be taught in schools? I'm afraid it's the last lesson. That's the one that's going to be taught in our government schools because we now have, if you look at Education Week, as Thanksgiving approaches, quote-unquote, unlearning history continues. And they say, not too long ago, it was common in K-12 classrooms for students to use construction paper to craft stereotypical renderings of Native American headdresses. Yeah, there were stereotypical renderings of pilgrims as well. Give me a break. And of turkeys, you know, stereotypical turkey, you know, with your hand and so forth. Anyway, but they only, we stereotyped the poor Indians. And to pose as colonists and natives harmoniously sharing a meal together. Oh, we wouldn't want to have that lesson, would we? We wouldn't want to have people harmoniously sharing a meal together. No, no, not today. They said, now, according to a citizen of the Kiowa tribe and the tribal educational specialist for the National Indian Education Association, he said there's a different perspective that needs to be considered. No, it needs to be pushed, according to Education Week. As Breitbart covers this story, they point out, they have another quote from Education Week, because you actually have to pay them money to read the rest of the article. I'm not about to pay them to read their propaganda, but I guess somebody at Breitbart did. They said that. To help students appreciate colonial oppression of natives and the violence that ensued from it, this individual with the Kiowa tribe recommends that we reframe the holiday as an opportunity to honor representatives of native communities who greeted European visitors with open arms. They didn't perceive them as invaders. Oh, yes, but they were invaders. At the time, because their numbers were so small. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. He's not saying that we should be anti-immigrant, is he? I mean, you know, these pilgrims were, after all, according to this guy with the Native American tribes, they were illegal immigrants. And, of course, they weren't a problem at the time because their numbers were so small. But, you know, when you get the numbers to be large enough, you wind up having your civilization and your land taken over, don't you? Maybe that's the lesson. That's one I didn't teach my kids, but it's one that they ought to understand by now. You know, I've seen some of the curriculum that's being taught by some of the people pushing back against the traditional versions of Thanksgiving. I've actually seen them talk about how, you know, well, you know, you have these people get together for a wonderful meal, the pilgrims and the Indians. They rounded them up. They said, well, we're all going to go into this building. And then they shot and burned all the Indians. Like, why? Is there any reason? Oh, no, you know, they're just evil white people doing that. Let me tell you, when somebody gives you something like that without any context, without any narration, motivation or anything, you know that you're just being fed a propaganda lie, don't you? Or do you? Do the kids know that? If they're told that? No, no. So it leaves out the context of relations between them and the early immigrants and how the settlers brought disease. We brought disease. It's a policy of genocide is what they're saying here. You know, we deliberately brought diseases to take them out. And so Education Week has got its project they called Citizen Z. You know, talking about a particular generation. Teaching civics in a divided nation. Let me tell you what they're really doing. They're teaching civics in a way in order to divide the nation. That's exactly what they're doing. They completely skip over anything that would unify us, anything that would point to a benevolent God, that last aspect of that. You know, R.L. Dabney talked about what would happen with government schools. He knew that there was, and he was somebody who wrote right after the Civil War, he knew that it was what was going to happen as government began educating our kids with compulsory tax-funded schools. And so he asked the question in his tract, Secularized Education. He said, number one, who is the agent entitled to control education? And number two, what is the right kind of education? And he argued that neither the state nor the church ought to control education. Instead, he said education should be controlled by the parents. He said the problem for public schools is that because we have a First Amendment and because we got a wide variety of religions. He said, we got Catholics, we got Protestants, we got Jewish people here. He said, which system is going to prevail? You understand when you look at this, you're going to force religion of the majority on the minority. That's one possibility. Or you could have different schools for each denomination, you know, and the Jews get one and the Catholics get another, and then each of the Protestant denominations, they get another one. Or you could have unsectarian religious instruction given just the beginning of the day. All of those things would be an issue for endorsing a religion. It would be oppressing people who dissent from that religion and so forth. And so that leaves us with just one result if the government is going to run the schools. That means you're going to secularize the state's teaching. Absolutely. And the state is going to set itself up as an opponent of God. It's not going to tolerate God. You know, we've had presidents in the past who have said, well, we need to set aside a day to thank God. You know, what does it mean when we say Thanksgiving? Who are you going to give thanks to? Well, these people, these secular humanists, these Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, just like Barack Obama, she's out there saying, you know, these billionaires, and she's defending her billionaire tax. She's saying, you know, these people out there, they didn't really earn this. We're going to tell these billionaires, you think you built something in this country? Well, good for you, but you did it using workers that all of us paid to educate. You did it by getting all your goods on the roads and bridges, etc. I mean, she did the same thing that Barack Obama did, right? You didn't build this. Government built it. So, you know, on a Democrat Thanksgiving Day, who are you going to thank? God? No, you're going to thank government because government is God. You look to God to provide everything for you, don't you? You look to God, government, to keep you safe, to give you material wealth. The pilgrims and the people who started this country didn't see God as the provider of everything, the end-all and the be-all of everything. They knew who they needed to thank. Stay with us. When we come back, I'm going to finish this up, and then we're going to go to Matt Bracken. He's going to be doing the fourth hour. I've got a couple more things I want to say about Thanksgiving. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, is Alex Jones.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.